Hello and welcome to Freedom's Way tonight. You are going to be in for a treat. And anyone who has opened this message from an archive source, please understand that we are on a live teleconference call. That means people will be dialing in from all over the place. We're going to give them 3 to 5 minutes or so to get here. So, in the meantime, anybody who has died, well, let me start that again. Anyone who has opened this from any archive source, if you would like to join us live on our meetings, they're held every Monday night and Friday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You would dial 605-475 2090 and enter your access code, which is 373-363-pound. Again, we are Freedom's Way Ministries. And who would like to say hello and let me know you're here?
Hi, Vicki.
Hey, Judy.
Hi, Vicki.
I'm here.
Hi, is that Helen?
Helen, yes. Hi, Judy.
Thank you.
Hi, Helen.
I heard someone else.
Good evening, Vicki. It's Cindy. Steve will not be joining us tonight.
Well, welcome, Cindy. God bless you. And I pray the peace of God over your loving husband.
Thank you.
Who else would like to say hello?
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
This is Finn calling.
Yes, I am so glad you made it tonight. We missed you last week.
Yeah, you know, I was planning on it. I told Phil, I totally slipped my mind as the day went on, and I didn't even think
I'll
about it.
I'll have to put you. Well, I don't make a call to announce every week when we're on a thing, but I'll put you on our reminder call list if you'd like.
Okay, that'd be fine.
Or every time we start like a new series or a different kind of teaching, I'll send out a reminder call that this is what we're going to do. Yeah.
Okay.
And if you want me to send you the link for last week, we had really powerful deliverance after the message. So.
Yeah, I'd like that. I'd like to hear. Phil was telling me a little bit about it. So, yeah, go ahead and send that, Vicki, if you would. I'd appreciate it.
Okay. I'll be happy to. Who else wants to say hello?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hey, Miss Vicki, I made it too, sis. I'm Mitch in Jacksonville, heading to Sarasota.
Okay, Mitch, glad to have you here.
All right, thank you, sis. All right, I'll mute back out.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Okay, who was the hi there? Is that my brother?
Who else is going to speak Greek to you?
Charles, we're glad to have you here.
Well, I'm glad to be here too. Thank you.
Say hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, Marie.
Hi. Say hi to Alan and, well, Carolyn just stepped out the room.
Hi, Alan. Hi, Alan.
Hello.
And Carolyn.
This is Vicki.
Nice to have you all with us tonight. Hope you enjoy it. It's going to be an eye-opener.
Yeah. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Just don't anybody forget else? Send me the.
I was busy traveling today and I didn't get to look them up, but I will definitely
no
send them to you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. No
all
rush.
Right. Who else wants to say hello tonight? Anybody before we mute your phones? Okay. I am going to mute your telephone. What that means is that you can make all the noise in the background you want to, and it's not going to disturb anybody's line because we will not be able to hear you. And when the meeting is over, I'll let you know how to unmute your phone if you want to make a comment or ask a question. So just hold on, and we'll get started very quickly. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. You will enjoy this, so buckle your seatbelts, get ready, and I'm going to pray us in and get started. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you. We worship you today. We bow our knee to you, Father God. We give you all the honor, and we thank you for your anointing on this message, that it does exactly what you intended it to do. And we just give you all the honor and glory for that. We give you the credit. We bow our knee. We say, have your way, Holy Spirit. And in the name of Jesus, we turn aside any interlopers, any spirits from another side that might want to interfere with this message, divert it, or keep it from doing exactly what God would have it do. You are bound. And we say, get behind us. And we just loose the Holy Spirit, say, have your way again in this message. And bless your people in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This will probably be our last in the series about different numbers in scriptures and what they represent spiritually. It has been a part of an ongoing study of the symbolisms and prophetic language of the Bible to help us understand the heart of God. We're often busy making our own plans and asking God to bless them when we really need to do is discover and join in his plan where the blessings are automatic. So let's not get distracted from God's purposes by deciding what a number means and then looking for a way to view it that fits our preconceived understanding. Last week, we did a brief review of what we've learned so far and presented the meaning of the number 13. So this brings us to the next number, which is 14. 14 is God's number for deliverance. And we see it woven throughout the Bible in amazing ways. Some of you know exactly what we mean because you've read Freedom is for Such a Time as Now, written and penned by Vicki, affectionately known as the 414 book. It was written by taking the 14th verse of the fourth chapter of every book in the Bible that had a fourth chapter and a 14th verse, and showed how each one revealed an awesome revelation of God's heart for our freedom. There was a message of deliverance woven into every single verse in some way, And if you don't have a copy, please let us know and we'll get one out to you. It carries a very strong anointing of the Holy Spirit and reveals God's heart for freedom for his people.
Amen. Hallelujah. Another thing that was revealed in writing this book was that not only did God write the Bible by the hand of divinely inspired holy men, he also had his hand in dividing and numbering the verses. So often you'll find that the scripture reference numbers exactly coincide with God's meaning of the numbers. I'll give you an example. John 3:16, everyone knows this one. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 3 is God's number of fullness and completion. 16 is God's number for love. Complete love in the laying down of your life for others. The sacrifice of Jesus is the most powerful, tangible evidence of the fullness of God's love for each one of us. And most scripture references follow that same amazing correlation. But we're going to just briefly look at the number 14. And if you want more, then read that 414 book. So the law of first reference for the number 14 again takes us to Genesis. Genesis 31, verse 41. Jacob is speaking. Thus have I been 20 years in your house. I've served you 14 years for your two daughters and 6 years for your cattle. And you have changed my wages 10 times. Sounds like a rebuke.
Well, very well-known story.
Yeah.
This passage is part of the account of Jacob departing from Laban and taking his wives with him. The total 14 years Jacob worked for Laban in order to marry his daughters are symbolic of the church and its freedom from bondage of hell's deceptions. If you recall, Jacob loved Rachel. She was the one he wanted as a wife. He worked 7 years, thinking he was going to have Rachel to wed, but what he got was Leah. Jacob had to work yet another 7 years in order to marry Rachel, the one he deeply loved. Now remember that 7 is not a literal number in God's imagery, but is the number of perfection. Jesus worked on the earth to bring the church into spiritual perfection, but when he betrothed his bride, he ended up with Leah, not Rachel. He got a bride, but it wasn't the one he longed for. Jesus continues to work in us to bring us into the spiritual perfection he seeks in his bride. That happens through deliverance. We must cooperate with the process and surrender to it. As we are made free by the truth and the power of the cross in our lives, we become like Rachel. We become the bride the Lord seeks after and longs for. 14 is seen in 2 7s, 7 years for each daughter. The two wives show a witness of the spiritual perfection sought for. It is our deliverance, our freedom, that makes us the bride that the Lord wants.
Amen. Freedom from the law, freedom from religion. Freedom to be released into relationship. Wow. You know, you might agree with me when we explain this. The most emphatic and convincing evidence of 14 being God's number for deliverance is the Passover. So let us show you what I mean when I say that. I'm going to read from Exodus chapter 12, verses verses 5 through 13, and then we're going to talk about it a little bit. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And you shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remains of it until the morning you shall burn with fire. And thus shall you eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Thank you, Lord.
The lamb was slain on the 14th day of the first month. Its blood swiped on the doorposts of each house. It pooled at the entrance where the animal was killed. The Israelites were told to eat the whole lamb and to be fully clothed and prepared to move out. All of this is a picture of the Lamb of God, his coming judgment on sin, and the deliverance of his people from evil. The many dimensions we can glean from this are almost innumerable. But let's just say this. Like the Israelites, we should partake of the entire lamb, not just the parts which appeal to us. We must be willing to consume the head, representing his authority in our lives. We can't ignore the vital organs, but must partake of them as well. Consume the heart, thus allowing the Lord to shape our hearts into compassion. Consume the liver, that he may give us a filter of discernment. Consume the lungs, that we can be refreshed by the wind of his Holy Spirit. Consume the pancreas, so that we can be infused with a sweetness from heaven. Consume the stomach, so that we can process spiritual food. We must be willing to consume the kidneys and the entrails, so that the Lord can eliminate the wasteful things in our lives which defile us. Partake of the legs, representing our willingness to go his way rather than our own. We must eat the eyes in order to have new vision and see things the way he sees them. Eat the ears and receive clarity in hearing God's voice. Partaking of the tongue means we will change our words and adopt new patterns of speech which agree with and glorify the Lord and not the enemy. Partaking of the reproductive parts means we are willing to become spiritually productive and bring forth fruits worthy of repentance. Eat all of it. At the Passover meal, where Jesus gave us the pattern for communion, he instructed his disciples to drink all of it.
Amen. Amen. Matthew 26, verse 26 to 28. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Praise God. Passover occurred on the 14th day, the number so intertwined with Passover that we can know of a certainty that it means our freedom. The crucifixion of Jesus Christ assured us of deliverance from evil, which is one of the five elements of salvation, which are preservation, healing, soundness, prosperity, and deliverance from evil. Jesus defeated sin, sickness, poverty, and death on the cross of Calvary. That is the place from which his overpowering grace can flow into our lives. Jesus' resurrection 3 days later assured the victory for each and every one of us.
Hallelujah.
Think about that now. The 14 of deliverance plus the 3 of the 3 days later to the resurrection. 3 is completion. That makes 17. And 17 is God's number for victory. Another especially impressive account that connects the number 14 with deliverance is the story of King Hezekiah and King Sennacherib of Assyria. Even though in an attempt to appease the Assyrians, King Hezekiah had done some things that were definitely not pleasing to God, the Lord stepped in and defeated the Assyrians on Israel's behalf, and this happened in the 14th year of Hezekiah's reign.
Mm-hmm. 2 Kings, chapter 19, verses 15 through 20. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, "O Lord God of Israel, which dwells between the cherubims, you are the God, even you alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Lord, bow down your ear and hear. Open, Lord, your eyes and see and hear the words of Sennacherib, which has sent him to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they have destroyed them. Now therefore, O Lord, our God, I beseech you, save you us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord God, even you only." Then Isaiah, the son of Amoz, sent to Hezekiah, saying, "Thus said the Lord God of Israel, that which you have prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard." To 2 Kings 19, 32-37. "Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and shall not come into this city, says the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went and returned and dwelt at Nineveh.
And it came to pass, as he was worshiping in the house of Nisroch, his god, that Adrammelech and Sharezer, his son, smote him with the sword. And they escaped into the land of Armenia. And Esarhaddon, his son, reigned in his stead.
That's a pretty complete deliverance there. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm moving into the New Testament. Pardon me. You're going to find the same theme in the number 14, the deliverance of God's children. And we want to take a look at a couple of references to 14 in the New Testament. The first one is relative to the generations. In Matthew 1, verse 17, so all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. And from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations. And from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. So in this verse, we see three 14s. Matthew chronicles the genealogy of Christ from Abraham and notes there are three sets of 14 generations, each marked by a major event in the nation's spiritual history. Follow me on this. From Abraham to David were 14 generations. King David brought freedom of worship to Israel, rejoicing before the Lord with total abandonment to God. From King David to the captivity were 14 generations. Now you may be thinking, wait a minute, going into captivity isn't deliverance. And yet it was, because God was putting them in a safe place to preserve the nation. In their place of confinement, God could reach his people more easily. They didn't have the attractions of the world to draw them away, and they could hear him without distractions. He was trying to keep that people pure within that people group. Then from Babylon to Christ were 14 generations, and of course, we know Jesus is the quintessential expression of our freedom and deliverance. He is our deliverer. Don't lose sight of the fact that Jesus is the Messiah, the Redeemer of the Jews. He is the Jewish Messiah. Without the Jewish people, there would be no concept for the Gentile church of a Redeemer. Because we have been grafted into the true vine, Yeshua, Jesus. He is our Redeemer as well as the Messiah of the Jews. We are only free in him.
Amen. Hallelujah. These 14s equal, three 14s equals 42, which is the number of the manifestation of Christ's appearing. However, if you count the names representing these generations in Matthew, you'll only come up with 41. So let's take a moment to ponder this. How could Matthew have gotten it wrong? Well, the answer is he didn't. You and I are meant to be the 42nd generation.
Yes.
The true disciples of Jesus are the ones in and through whom Christ manifests. Jesus Christ must be seen in us first, or he won't be seen at all. Until we fulfill our mandate, Jesus cannot return in the flesh. He is held in heaven. And as Peter was speaking to the Jews, these words in Acts 3:19-21. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek.
Amen. Hallelujah. Are we not the ones the Lord assigned to teach the nations, to the Jew first? We carry his presence and his anointing. The Christ in us has to do the work, and we have work to do, church. The disciples of Jesus the Messiah are the third and final 14th generation. We were given the assignment to restore all things as we open ourselves to his leading and release his anointing. As it is in heaven, so be it on the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are many more references to the number 14, but we kind of want to wrap this up and have time to gloss over, just talk about the numbers a little bit and kind of whet your appetite to study out for yourselves these deeper things of God. So as our example next, let's look at the shipwreck where Paul encouraged the men on the boat that no lives would be lost. The storm, according to Scripture, was very tempestuous. But on the 14th day, Paul's prophecy of deliverance became a reality to the men in the ship as they realized they were close to land.
Find that in Acts chapter 27, verses 23-36. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, you must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God has given you all of them that sail with you. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. But when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down in Adria about midnight, the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country.
Y'all keep in mind that God's day begins at night. The evening and the morning were the first day. So the 14th night actually starts the day.
Amen. And sound, let's see, so about midnight the shipmen deemed that they were drew near to some country, and they sounded and found it 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little further, they sounded again and found it 15 fathoms. Then fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea under color, as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, This is the 14th day that you have tarried and continued fasting, having taken nothing. Wherefore I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health. For there shall not a hair from your head fall, not a hair fall from the head of any of you. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some meat.
I think this is great. I truly, you know, have you ever noticed how when deliverance is in sight, everybody seems to celebrate with food? That's my kind of thing there. Yeah, let's eat. So it was the 14th night when the men in the boat saw an end to their misery. And as the sun rose on that day, their hearts were gladdened. 14 is God's number for deliverance. I believe we can all confess, like Paul did, we know whose we are and whom we serve. We know the angel of the Lord is present with us, as with Paul, to reveal our destiny and to bring us out of our distresses and into a place of rest in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Before we close, we want to give you an excerpt from the 414 book to show you how the numbers also prove the divine inspiration of God in putting together the Bible. Not only are the numbers and their symbolic meaning consistent throughout the word, but this example will also show that God was instrumental in the division of the verses. Numbering chapter and verse came about for the sake of our having an address to find God's promises, as well as the stories and accounts of Jesus woven from Genesis to Revelation. To take the 66 writings from over 40 writers penned over a period of time of at least 1,200 years and compile them in their order, then divide each book into chapters and verses was an awesome task. The way it came together could only have been by the hand of God. It proves without a doubt that God wrote the book.
Amen.
As we stated earlier, freedom is for such a time as now, examines the 14th verse of the 4th chapter of every book of the Bible that has such an address. We said that each one speaks of God's heart for freedom for his people, that there is deliverance evident in every one of these verses. What wasn't mentioned is that the book of Isaiah doesn't have a 14th verse in its 4th chapter.
Yeah, I really thought that was very strange. Because Isaiah is the book in the Old Testament that most emphatically teaches about Yeshua, in my view, Jesus Christ, who is our deliverer. But then when I got to the New Testament verses, I had an understanding. I knew why Isaiah didn't have a 414 verse. Because when put together, each 414 verse in the New Testament, when added to the one before it, literally spelled out the book of Isaiah and gave the perfect testimony of the validity of the word and the witness of Jesus. So I'm going to share that with you. I am going to read to you every 414 verse in the New Testament in its sequential order without interruption of chapter and verse numbering. In other words, I'm not going to say, okay, here's Matthew 4:14, here's, no. I'm just going to read them. So sit back and listen. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, The sower sows the word. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. But whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise of none effect. I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. And my temptation, which was in my flesh, you despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Notwithstanding, you have done well that you communicate with my affliction. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Neglect not the gift that is in you, which was given you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rest upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The whole gospel of the kingdom of God, the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, our walk with him, the challenges we face and overcome, the victories we experience, and the culmination of all things is contained in these verses. It begins with the revelation of Jesus Christ by the prophet Isaiah. And Jesus' word, the sower of God the Father, sows the word, Jesus Christ, and ends with the uncompromising declaration, we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And of course, the book itself goes further into each one of these verses in showing that message of deliverance, but combined, what an awesome revelation. Hallelujah. Let's pray together tonight to declare our freedom. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. Speak it out that every angel will hear and be released to minister to you, and that every demon will hear and just be ready to leave you alone. Hallelujah. Because they know you don't agree with them any longer. So pray with me. Father, thank you so much.
Father, thank you so much.
That you have always desired to see your people walk in freedom.
That you have always desired to see your people walk in freedom.
From the lies of hell.
From the lies of hell.
The burdens of the spirit of the world.
The burdens of the spirit of the world.
And the voice of the enemy.
And the voice of the enemy.
Help me, Lord, to receive.
Help me, Lord, to receive.
What you have revealed.
What you have revealed.
In the meaning of the number 14.
In the meaning of the number 14.
Give me a fresh understanding of freedom.
Give me a fresh understanding of freedom.
And a willing heart.
A willing heart.
To participate with you.
To participate with you.
As you bring deliverances into my life.
As you bring deliverances into my life.
Lord, it's not a drive-through at McDonald's.
Lord, it's not a drive-through at McDonald's.
It's a process.
It's a process.
Your word says you've commanded deliverances, plural.
Your word says that you commanded deliverances.
For Jacob.
For Jacob.
I need your discerning of spirits.
I need your discerning of spirits.
To maintain a life free from sin.
To maintain a life free from sin.
Father, I break agreement with the nature of Satan.
Father, I break agreement with the nature of Satan.
The spirit of fear.
The spirit of fear.
Pride.
Pride.
Deception.
Deception.
That defines who he is.
That defines who he is.
Keep me aware, Lord.
Keep me aware, Lord.
Of the voices that oppose your word.
Of the voices that oppose your word.
Your will.
Your will.
Or your way.
Or your way.
So that I can hear you clearly.
So that I can hear you clearly.
As you instruct me in your word.
As you instruct me in your word.
I yield myself to you, Lord.
I yield myself to you, Lord.
Use my heart to love the unlovely.
Use my heart to love the unlovely.
My hands to heal the infirm.
My hands to heal the infirm.
My feet to follow after you wherever you lead.
My feet to follow after you wherever you lead.
My mouth to speak only what you would have me say.
My mouth to speak only what you would have me say.
I want to speak your truth in love, Lord.
I want to speak your truth in love, Lord.
So that it can be received by others.
So that it can be received by others.
Give me your wisdom from the third heaven, Father.
Give me your wisdom from the third heaven, Father.
Not the sensual wisdom of the world.
Not the sensual wisdom of the world.
On which I have relied in time past.
Which I have relied in times
past. Give me divine appointments, Father.
Give me divine appointments, Father.
Heavenly encounters soaked in anointing.
Heavenly encounters, soup, and anointing.
Anointing from your throne room.
Anointing from your throne room.
To cause everyone I meet.
Cause everyone I meet.
To want what I have.
Want what I have.
A deep and true relationship with you.
A deep and true relationship with you.
The living God.
The living God.
Help me be the demonstration of your love.
Help me be the demonstration of your love.
That transforms those around me.
That transforms those around me.
And lead me to those.
And lead me to those.
That you have chosen for me to love into your kingdom.
that you have chosen for me to love into your kingdom.
And their kingdom purpose.
And their kingdom purpose.
I send this petition.
Send this petition.
In the mighty and majestic name.
In the mighty and majestic name.
That is above all names.
That is above all names.
Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yeshua HaMashiach.
Jesus Christ, my Lord.
Jesus Christ, my Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I just want to take the sword of the Spirit of God right now and sever generational cords of iniquity, evil soul ties that help hold that unclean nature, fear, pride, and deception. I cut through those generational cords now by the power of the Spirit of God and the blood of Jesus. And I send back in the spirit every unclean thing that attached itself to you from the generations. And I take back for you everything you were meant to have. I reverse the curses, especially curses of Freemasonry. I reverse those curses in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for reminding me. I reverse every anti-Christ spirit from all those in your generations and in your acquaintance that have afflicted and affected you in any way. I just reverse that by the power of the blood of Jesus. And I speak to you and I say, arise, shine, for your light has come. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I send those things to the pit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord forever. And I enforce and bless you greatly with the nature of God to come forth in full measure. Love, truth, and humility. Live it, love it, walk in it. Hallelujah. It's who you are. Who you are. Praise the Lord. If you would like to make a comment, ask a question, you can push your *6 key. That will unmute your phone. We're not going to continue, even though I got lots of meanings of numbers. This could go on for a long, long time. But it's really kind of not necessary. You've got the meat of most of it, and we've mentioned things along the way. And anybody that has a question about numbers, just shoot me a little text. You know, I see 15s everywhere, or you know, whatever. And I'll go back through all my notes and pull that out for you. So, questions or comments? *6, unmute your phone.
Hi, Vicki and Phil. This is Claudia. This was wonderful. It's amazing. We could just sit. I found out a way not to fall asleep. I just walk around. So many times if I sit down, I'm gone. But it's time enough.
Amen. Amen. Too bad we can't do that in church, right?
Yeah. Well, I feel okay usually, but it did help me tonight. So now I figured it all out. But this was wonderful. Learned a lot and how everything just works together.
Amen.
And I was with a young girl today. I took her to get her permit. She hasn't been allowed to drive for 5 years. I didn't ask questions, but I took her to Frankfurt to get her permit, and she passed. And I ministered to her all the way and that's still I am tonight. So,
praise the Lord.
It was a good day. Yeah, it's my friend's daughter, and
hallelujah,
she needed some help, and I was there to help her, so it worked out well today.
Amen. Amen. I think I also heard Vince.
What's that?
I thought I heard Vince.
Yeah, I'm still on here. I was thinking about a song when you're talking about arise. It goes, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord shall be upon us. And the glory of the Lord shall be upon us. Amen.
Hallelujah.
It just reminded me of a little song that I used to sing out of the Word. And, you know, I was just going to comment. You talked about this whole thing is 14 is about deliverance, right? That's what you're saying, deliverance?
And, yes, freedom.
And you started reading 4:14 in Matthew, and then you went Mark 4:14 all the way to Revelation?
All the way to the ones who had a 14th verse in the fourth
chapter. Through the New Testament. Well, I was just going to say, I'm going to go back.
I did it through the book. The book goes from Genesis to Revelation.
Oh, okay. So everything you read.
Where everything I read tonight came from the New Testament, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I want to go back and read through all that because that's, I guess that's what stood out to me, you know, the word deliverance and 4:14. So, and as you were reading it, that was a good way to do it because I kept thinking deliverance as you read through it. And it just kind of flowed from one to the next. So, yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. God bless you. Who else has something to say tonight?
Vicki, it's Helen.
Hi, Helen.
Back where Phil was reading, speaking, he said 3:14s are 42. So we are the 42nd generation. Is that what I understood him to say?
Yes.
Okay.
From Abraham.
Right. And then Jesus must see himself formed in us and before he can return until we are made or until we have become into wholeness. And I'm thinking of a scripture that it's in your Revelation tapes where the enemy is put under his feet. So are we not the nation Jesus wants to be formed in us completely? Am I getting that or am I going down a wrong? I don't want to go down a wrong.
Yes, he does. He has to appear in us for every eye to see him, for the Jewish people particularly to recognize their Messiah. They have to see him. And they have to see him in us first, provoking them to jealousy to have what we have, so that they can say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Because Jesus said, what'd you say, babe?
Jesus said, you'll not see me again until you hear, till I hear, Baruch Abba, B'Shem Adonai, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Who else has something? Anybody before we close out with a benediction?
Is there a way to get a copy of the prayer you just said? Carolyn missed it.
Yes.
The one that you just said?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I mean, I probably added a few things along the way, but yeah.
Yeah. Holy Spirit has moved you in that. Amen.
Okay.
Yeah, brother and sister, thank y'all for bringing it to us. Awesome, awesome night. God bless.
Thank you, Mitch. God bless you.
Bless you, brother and sister.
All righty then. I hope this has been this little series within the series of understanding the symbolisms in the Bible and prophetic language and all of that. I hope this has been a blessing to you overall. And Philip, would you like to seal this word and bless God's people?
Hallelujah. You know that Aaron, the high priest of Israel, blessed the people in Numbers, the sixth chapter. It's known as the Aaronic benediction. And Aaron penned that, and it is spoken all around the world to this day as a blessing to the people of God, whom you are when you receive the Lord as your Savior, Lord Yeshua. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for your blessing. We thank you for your word. We ask that you seal it in our hearts, Lord, that it becomes a part of us, that we can have understanding. Because you say in your word, and all are getting to get understanding. And Lord, this is intended for understanding. And I thank you that you are turning on the lights in many people's hearts and minds to receive you, to receive your blessing, to understand what they are, and all the benefits of your kingdom. So Lord, we just thank you that you have called us into the kingdom for such a time as this, and that we will do, we will be involved in great and mighty blessings to your people. So as Aaron, the high priest, blessed the people of God in Numbers, the sixth chapter, I bless you now with the Aaronic benediction in Hebrew and in English. God bless you as you receive. Yivarachach Adonai ve'yishmarecha, yisa Adonai panav elecha, yifunecha, yisa Adonai panav elecha, v'yasem lecha shalom. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift his face unto you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance unto you and give you shalom, give you peace. And I add in Yeshem Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, who is the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace. And we thank you, Lord, that you have blessed us so. We just worship you this day with all our hearts, minds, and strength, Lord. We lift you on high. Help us, Lord, to reflect your glory in the earth and to draw all men unto you as you are lifted up. In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, amen.
Amen.
Or as they say in the South, amen, brother. We love you all. We'll be back here. This message will be repeated Friday night. Gretchen will bring it. We'll be back in the morning at 7:15 for the King's Table. And we love you.
Amen, amen. Good night. Love you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. God bless. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Bye. See you in the morning.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.